Coming Home for Christmas by Raianne Thane. Performed by Vanessa Johansson. Chapter 1. This was it. Luke Hamilton waited outside the big, rambling Victorian house in a little coastal town in Oregon, hands shoved into the pockets of his coat against the wet slap of air, and nerves churning through him. Elizabeth was here. After all the years when he had been certain she was dead, that she had wandered into the mountains somewhere that cold day 7 years earlier, or she had somehow walked into the deep, unforgiving waters of Lake Haven, he was going to see her again. Though he had been given months to wrap his head around the idea that his wife wasn't dead, that she was indeed living under another name in this town by the sea, it still didn't seem real. How was he supposed to feel in this moment? He had no idea. He only knew he was filled with a crazy mix of anticipation, fear, and the low fury that had been simmering inside him for months, since the moment FBI agent Elliot Bailey had produced a piece of paper with a name and an address. Luke still couldn't quite believe she was in there, the wife he had not seen in 7 years, the wife who had disappeared off the face of the earth, leaving plenty of people to speculate that he had somehow hurt her, even killed her. For all those days and months and years, he had lived with a ghost of Elizabeth Sinclair and the love they had once shared. He was never nervous, damn it. So why did his skin itch and his stomach seethe and his hands grip the cold metal of the porch railing as if his suddenly weak knees would give way and make him topple over if he let go? A moment later, he sensed movement inside the foyer of the house. The woman he had spoken with when he had first pulled up to this address, the woman who had been hanging Christmas lights around the big, charming home and who had looked at him with such suspicion and had not invited him to wait inside, opened the door. One hand was thrust into her coat pocket, around a questionable-looking bulge. She was concealing either a handgun or a taser or pepper spray. Since he had never met the woman before, Luke couldn't begin to guess which. Her features had lost none of that alert wariness that told him she would do whatever necessary to protect Elizabeth. He wanted to tell her he would never hurt his wife, but it was a refrain he had grown tired of repeating. Over the years, he had become inured to people's opinions on the matter. Let them think what the hell they wanted. He knew the truth.
"Where is she?" he demanded.
There was a long pause, like some tension-filled moment just before the gunfight in Old West movies. He wouldn't have been surprised if tumbleweed suddenly blew down the street. Then, from behind the first woman, another figure stepped out onto the porch. Slim and blonde and shockingly familiar. He stared, stunned to his bones. It was her, not Elizabeth. Her. He had seen this woman around his small Idaho town of Haven Point several times over the last few years, fleeting glimpses only out of the corner of his gaze at a baseball game or a school program. The mystery woman. He assumed she had been there to watch one of the other children, maybe an aunt from out of town, someone he didn't know. Luke had noticed her, and had hated the tiny little glow of attraction that had sparked to life. He hadn't wanted to be aware of any other woman. What was the point? For years, he thought his heart had died when Elizabeth walked away. He figured everything good and right inside him had shriveled up, and he had nothing left to give another woman. Despite his anger at himself for the unwilling attraction to a woman he could never have, he had come to look forward to those random glimpses of the beautiful mystery woman who wore sunglasses and floppy hats, whose hair was a similar color to his wife's, but whose features were very different. For the first time since he had pulled up to Brambleberry House, he began to wonder if he had been wrong, if Elliot had been wrong, if his investigation had somehow gone horribly off track. What if this wasn't Elizabeth,
What if it was all some terrible mistake?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?